Okay, today's daf is Chagiga Daf Ches. And we're going to have another topic, as we had earlier this week, about general sugya related to all mitzvahs. We had earlier quantity versus quality this week, which related to many different sugyas. Today we're going to talk about something that we actually spoke about a number of years ago, Shabbos Hagadol. The Gemara here talks about the concept of toflin. Toflin, by the Machlokas, between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. If somebody wants to use some of the money to bring some of the Shalmei Simcha from Meiser Sheni money, is he allowed to do that? So you're allowed to combine, but which way are you allowed to combine? Right? You're allowed to combine within one animal, or you're allowed to combine only with separate animals, right? And that's the machlokas here between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Let's start with the top. Amar Mar, the Gemara quotes Beis Hillel Omrim and Amaiser. Beis Hillel says one could bring shlamim, right? The Mishnah said mina olas b'boi bos ben achulin u shlamim and Amaiser. And yadav rishon shal Pesach, and the first day of Pesach, the shlamim that you bring, Beis Shammai says you have to bring from chulin money, and Beis Hillel says you could bring from Meiser Sheni money. So he asked the Gemara, the question that's asked numerous times elsewhere as well. Usually you're not allowed to double dip in obligations. If I have a chiv to give Meiser, I can't use that Meiser to also buy a lulav. I'm not allowed to double dip in halachas. They asked the Gemara, how could Beis Hillel say this in the Mishnah? Min amaiser amai davar shebechovahu. It's something that you have to bring as an obligation. V'chol davar shebechovah eino ba ela min achulin. And anything that you have to have an obligation to bring has to come from chulin, from unconsecrated money. We can't double dip. So, amar ula betofel. Ula says betofel. You're allowed to somehow combine and expand. Rashi, mechaber meiser im achulin. I'm allowed to connect the meiser with the chulin, umevi, and then bring it. I could combine it, meaning as long as some of the money is chulin, so then I could add on meiser sheni money in order to purchase the karbanos. Which direction, like which way does it go? That's the machlokas. Chizkiah amar toflin behema lebehema, vein toflin maos lemaos. Chizkiah says, you could bring one behema, as long as one, you could bring three animals for your shlamim. But one of them has to be pure chulin. And then you can bring Meiser Sheni money with the other animals. Right? That's behema lebehema. But you can't be tofel ma'us lemos. Within one animal, you can't combine. One animal has to be pure chulin. Rashi. Chizki amar behema lebehema. Im yesh lo ochlin harbe. Let's say you have a lot of people. Right? Well, this is not talking about the ola that nobody eats. It's the shlamim. The shlamim, you have a lot of people in the family. You want to make sure you have enough meat. So you have a lot of people to eat. Ve'ein lohen sipuk bebehem achas. And one animal is not going to be enough for them. Yavi achas l'chagiga min achulin. You bring one animal purely from chulin. Va'ashar min amaiser. And the other animals you can keep from Meiser Sheni. V'yafal pisha kulin abos biyom rishon shem chagiga alehen. And even though all the animals that you bring on the first day of Yontav are called chagiga, no, the first one you will already yotzei. So as long as you have one pure, exclusive from chulin, you're good. Ve'ein toflin mos lamos. But you can't you just buy a fatter animal and use some of the Meiser Sheni money. Liknos behema gadola. So that's Chizkiah. Better. You have to bring one pure animal and then the Meiser Sheni money can be brought for the other animal. And Rabbi Yochanan says exactly the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, you're also allowed to be tofel, you're allowed to expand, but the opposite way. Toflin mos lemos. You can't have one animal that's purely Meiser Sheni money. The opposite. All of your, you want to combine? Okay. Each animal has to have some chulin in it. Right? The other extreme. Right? Say, says Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi explains, Amar Ifcha. Lomar is chazile shaper tve yitzias yidechavaso menachulin kishe mevi behema shleima menachulin. According to Chizki, it's better to bring one pure exclusive animal from chulin. Olamar, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, is chazile shaper tve is better kishe chulin meuravim im kolachilosav. If there's chulin related to each one of your eatings, and that's what the and later on Rashi quotes yalaf lemikrai demutur lios tofel. Right, you are allowed to add on in order to expand. So it machlokas which way you are allowed to do it. So this Gemara talks about expanding my fulfillment of mitzvos. Expanding my fulfillment of mitzvos, maximizing and expanding mitzvos. So this is a sugya that comes up in various places. We'll start off with a question. It's a Rambam Kriyashma. Ahava. Thanks. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yudalit, The Gemara asked the following question. The Gemara there, if you remember, it's at the beginning of the second parak of Brachos, where the Mishnah is there talk about all the, how, when you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyashma, in front of somebody, mipnei hakavod, mipnei hayira, all the different details. So the Gemara ends up, for certain reasons, I'm allowed to be mafsik in Kriyashma. So the Gemara says, boy mine achi tana de meir, bichia meir bichia. Bahalel o megillah ba'osha yafsik. Am I allowed to be mafsik in Hallel and Megillah? And Megillah, and Yonad Yoma, Hallel and Megillah. What do you mean? And the Tosis here talks about, we're talking about Hallel on a day when you say a bracha. Hallel, you don't say a bracha, Hefsik is a less serious issue. But are you allowed to be mafsik? Amrin on Kriyashma da Oraisa posek. Kriyashma with the submissive of da Oraisa, you're allowed to be mafsik. As the Mishnah is there talk about, Mibdei HaKavod, Mibdei HaYira, Hallel Durabanan, mi boy, Hallel is only Durabanan. Which is Alpha Sugya, the Ramban says Hallel on Yantif is Daraisa, but it sounds like here is Durabanan, like the Ramban, but Hallel is only Durabanan. O Dilma Persume Nisa Adif, or do you say Persume Nisa is a stronger a factor, and therefore you can't be Mafsik in Kriyashma, you can't be Mafsik in Megillah. The Gemara answers Posig Vein Bakaklum. If you need to, you need to. But the Gemara assumes, here in the question, that you're allowed to be Mafsik by Kriyashma Daraisa. Kriyashma Daraisa Posig. So ask the Achronim on this from the Shita of the Ramban. What Shita of the Ramban? What is the mitzvah of Kriyashma Daraisa? What is the mitzvah? What do you have to say? Everybody agrees that Kriyashma is a Daraisa twice a day. We discussed a couple of days ago. It's one of the six mitzvahs of Seish Zvan Grama that Chazal mentioned. Right? That Chazal mentioned. Tefillah is not Zvan Grama. Right? Tefillah, the Zmanim are Durabanan. But Kriyashma, you have to say it once by day and once by night. Yes, the Magid Avram, the Shagas Aryeh discuss. Well, really, Kriyashma is every second of the day, 24 hours. It's just that there's Kriyashma Bayom and then Kriyashma Balayla. So really, it would apply every second. Is that called as Mangrama? Let's assume it's as Mangrama. And therefore, women are Peturis. But what's the mitzvah d'arayis of Kriyashma? Four shittas in the Rishonim. The Ramban says, first pasuk. First pasuk. That's what the mitzvah of Kriyashma is. Rashi, beginning of Shas. Rashi and Tosfos and Shas and Brachas d'abeis. Rashi seems to say, first parsha. Through via hafta. The Ramban, Tosfos through Vahayim Shemoa. First two parshios. And the Rambam, all three parshios. Right? Which is a chiddush. The Rambam seems to say that this is the Rambam Lushitasso. Some Achronim put this together. Some of the Salvechiks put this together. The Rambam includes the third parsha of Kriyashma in the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Even though it's just the parsha of Tzitzis. The parsha of Tzitzis and Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the end of that parsha we say Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which seems like a separate chiyuv. But the Rambam puts it together. That's the Rambam Lishitaso. The Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam counts Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night as a separate mitzvah, but Zechiras is not counted as a separate mitzvah. Why? Because he already includes it in the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Right? That's the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Kriyashma. Pamayim b'chol yom karen Kriyashma. Be'erev u'aboker. Shenemar u'b'shachlecha u'b'kumecha. B'shar shederech b'nei adam shofin v'zehu laila. U'b'shar shederech b'nei adam omdim v'zehu yom. Lo kore, and what do you have to say? Shalosh parshios elu. V'hein shma v'ayim shma v'yomer. V'chulu, and the Rambam continues. This is Kriyashma. Makdimin likras parsha Shema, v'nei shavishish batzivu yichad Hashem v'yavaso v'talmudo shehua ikar agadlo shakol talibo v'yacharev ayim shemo ashish batzivu yashal amitzos kulan v'yacharkach parsha Tzitzis shegam hi yish batzivu al zechiras kol amitzvos. Tzitzis also has asher oseis yischem right laban tizkor v'tizim is kol mitzvosai. So the Rambam says that is clear. V'kriyas shalosh parshios elu al seder zeh hi anikres Kriyashma. Repeats it again. Right? Even though, I skipped a line, even though the Tzitzis is only Noheg by Yom and not Noheg by Laila, but still, there's the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's by Yom of Laila. That's why you have to mention that. L'mat Tizkar, it's Yom Tzitzis, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kol Yom Echayecha. We know from the Agada. Yom Echayecha Yomim. Kol Yom Echayecha Halelos. So we paskin even Malelos. And all three are Kriyashma. So, four different Shitas. So the Achronim ask, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yudal, it says, the assumption of the question is, Kriyashma Daraisa, you can be Mafsik. According to the Ramban, Kriyashma is only the first pasuk. You can be mafsik in the first pasuk? What's the Gemara talking about? According to the other shitas, fine, you can be mafsik between the psukim, between the parshios, but according to the Ramban, who says only the first pasuk is daraisa, you're not allowed to be mafsik in the first pasuk. So what does the Gemara mean? Kriyashma daraisa, you could be posik and mafsik in the middle. So sure, what about the other Hallel and Megillah? That's the kasha of the Netziv on the Ramban. So we go to another area of halacha to try to answer. Shofar. The Gemara in Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, discusses that we blow shofar often. We blow shofar often on Rosh Hashanah, right? Token Amirikshe Yoshvin, Token Amirikshe Omdim. We blow shofar a lot on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara asks, why do we blow shofar so much? Kedei la'arbev hasatan, in order to confuse the satan. What does that mean? We discussed that in the past. But Tosfos asks, that sounds great, but isn't there a halachic problem? Baltosif. Baltosif. Why isn't this a problem of Baltosif? You're adding on to the kolos. Why do we blow so many kolos? And our custom is to blow 100 kolos. So we're not sure what the sound should be. We discussed that at the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah. So blow 30. That's the minimum that you need. So, you know, why don't you just do that? And also, besides that, there's an issue of blowing a musical instrument on Yantif. Right? So you can't just blow a trumpet and play drums on Yantif. So, fine. If you do the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah. But anything beyond the mitzvah, isn't that an issue of derabanan, of Hashmas Kol? So how can you just blow more if you want to? That's the question of the Rishonim. So Tosfos there in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin discusses Tema Haka Avar Mishum Baltosif. The key tema, isn't it Baltosif? And if you want to say, Kiva de Kfar Yatza, Havi Le Kishalo Bismano, Delo Avar, maybe, it's like the Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah says, well, once you're Yotze, maybe it's no longer time for the mitzvah of shofar, and whenever it's no longer time for the mitzvah, maybe there's no Baltosif, if the mitzvah that time is already done. So no, we say at the end of Rosh Ra'u Bezdin, he says, Gabi Rechas Kohanim, that you're not supposed to add on a bracha, because, you know, it's still the time for the mitzvah. So here too, if you find a tzibur that still needs to hear shofar, you got to blow for them. So why isn't there baltosif by blowing so many kolos? So different answers in the Rishonim. Tosfos says there's never baltosif by doing a mitzvah more times in the time that you have. Right, wearing more than one pair of tzitzis, blowing more shofar, shaking galulav, right, all day. There's never baltosif by sitting in the sukkah all day. There's never baltosif by doing a mitzvah twice. What's baltosif? Adding on to the object, right? Having five minim in the lulav. That's baltosif. Having extra things on tzitzis and tefillin. But just one mitzvah, more times, there's no baltosif. Kagon kohen, imavarech, v'chozer, imavarech, osa tzibur atzmo, onotel lulav, v'chozer v'notel, v'chein tokeya, v'chozer v'tokeya. Doing more zrikus by the mizbeach. So there's no baltosif by doing mitzvahs more times. That's Tosfos' answer. The Rashba's answer, there in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, the Rabbanan told you to do this. If the rabbis told you to do something, it can't be baltosif. Right? The rabbis can make up their own mitzvos, they can expand mitzvos. The Rashba says, Masha amdu chachamim v'tiknu l'tzarech ein kan baltosif. The same Torah that tells you to do this mitzvah tells you, listen to the rabbis. So if the rabbi said to do the mitzvah in this expanded way, so then you do the mitzvah in this expanded way. Baltigra also, by taking away. So that's the Rashba. But if you look in some Achronim, the Levush, the Nitziv, they say no. There's a minimum of how many times we have to hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But there's a concept by mitzvos that we could choose to do mitzvos in a maximal way, in an expanded way. And if we choose to do the mitzvah in an expanded way, the entire act is nechshav part of the kiyum hamitzvah. Says the Levush, what does it say in the Torah? Yom Truah Yelachem. It should be a day of Truah. It doesn't say a limit. Chazal Darshim, what the minimum is. How many times? It says Truah, Truah. But that's the chiddush. That's the levush in Tav Kuf Pei Hei. V'od da'atu yom trua pam echad ksiv yom trua yelachem stam ksiv b'yom tala rachmana v'yafilu kama pa'amim sheyirtzu b'yom zeh mashma ela sheyosim b'pam achas v'yoser ein otzarech aval ein ba mishum baltosef. But there's no baltosef there. So you have that by shofar. You also have that by matzah. You could have that by matzah. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Chametzu Matzah, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Zaseh Min HaTorah, Lechol Matzah B'lach HaMisha Asar. It's a mitzvah daraisa to eat matzah the night of the Seder. Shene'emar, Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. B'chol Makom, U'v'chol Zman. Right? Maror is limited to daraisa Karban Pesach, but matzah is daraisa, where the Chassam Sofer points out, matzah is the only mitzvah daraisa that we have Bizman HaZeh, to eat something specific. We don't have truma, we don't have meisers, we don't have chala, we don't have bikurim, we don't have karbanos. What do we have today? What mitzvah daraisa is there? To eat something specific, right? Matzah. That's the only one. So the Rambam says, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah on the night of the 15th of Nisan. And then the Rambam says, a line later, umisha'achal kizayis yatzi dechovaso. Once I ate a kizayis, I'm yotzei mechiyif. Why did the Rambam just say, there's a mitzvah to eat a kizayis on this night? He doesn't say that. He said, the mitzvah to eat matzah. Once you eat a kizayis, you're good. You're finished. You're yotzei, you're chiyif. Sounds like for the Rambam, that as much matzah as you eat on the night of the Seder, that's part of the Kiyum Mitzvah Daraisa. Yes, there's a minimum. Once you ate a kizayis, that's all you have to eat. But that is that's the Rambam Shi. That's the Diyuk of Rav Sternbach and the Moedim Uzmanim. The Maharal also discusses this. That is number two. So you have it by shofar, you have it by matzah. So let's get back to the Ramban, and then we'll get back to our Gemara. So the Nitziv says that's the answer for the Ramban. What we ask on the Ramban? The Ramban said, how could the Ramban holds that only the first bracha of Kriya Shema is Daraisa? So what's the Gemara talking about? You could be mafsik during Kriya Shema, so what about other contexts? No, but even the Ramban would agree that if I choose to expand the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, I choose to say also the first parsha and the second parsha, etc., then that all is part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And therefore, the Gemara can ask, could you be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema, but even after the first pasuk is included in the midst of Kriya Shema, according to the Ramban? So now we get to the Nitziv, because the Nitziv brings in our Gemara. Which Nitziv? The Nitziv in the Meshav Davar, in Chelek Bey Simin Yud Aleph, talks about there was a minhag of shochtim, the minhag of slaughterers, written to Zupran, Av Bezdin Zupran. I don't know what place that is. But anyway, there was a place that Shochtim just took a few drops of the blood, and then they did in the midst of Kisi Adam, of covering the blood, right, in the midst of to cover the blood of all Chayos and Ophos, not Behemos, because that's used in the Mizbeach, a few drops, and then the rest of the blood they just threw out. The rest of the animal blood they threw out. Just a little bit of the blood they took. So the Tzim was asked, is that appropriate? There's a midst of Kisi Adam, of covering the blood. Shouldn't you cover as much blood as you can? Just a couple of drops? That's all you have to do? That was the question that was asked to the Nitziv. Asher ra minag ha-shochtim shochet ofos u-matifim tipa rishona. They caused to drip the first drop. V'shniya al-efer, on the first and second drop. V'kol ha-kiluach dam mimatze ba'avit shel shofkin. But the whole rest of the stream of the blood, you just pour out down the drain. U-mitchilo al-abalibo sheish Isser Shochi B'Tokli. So first the person, the questioner thought, isn't this an Isser? The Shochan Aruch talks about being Shochi into a vessel, and the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to do that to catch the blood, to use in their services. So that was the first potential question about Shochi B'Tokha Kli. And the Nitziv says, but as you, the questioner, said, I think that it's not a problem, because nowadays nobody is Shechting into a Kli to serve Avodah Zarah with. And therefore, there's no issue. The whole issue there is an issue of chshad, issue of suspect. We don't have this chshad. Similar to, interesting, listen to what he writes. People have busts in their house of, you know, human heads, even though that's like avodah zarah, that's a pesel. How do you have that in your house? How do you have a statue like that in your house? Because everybody knows that nobody worships those nowadays, says the Nitziv. So the whole issue there of having in the house a chshad, but nowadays people don't think, I'm not posking, I'm just saying that's what he brings up. But anyway, but the second point that the questioner brings up is, what about the mitzvah of Kisi Adam? Isn't there a mitzvah to cover the blood? So says the Nitziv, yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. He says, Hayakasha be'enai. Farkasa Darkei Moshe, you're right, the Darkei Moshe, the Rama quotes, to die batipa achas, really you're yotze with just a little bit of blood. Ela de ga'one basrai machlu amocha mejei tame, but the Achronim argued on the Rama, the Mishkanus Yaakov, the Birchas Rosh, argued, mikol makom mitzvah lachadchila lachasos kol adam. There's a mitzvah to cover all the blood. All the blood, the blood that comes out. Not the blood that shoots out right away even, because that's not the lifeblood, but the blood after that, that comes out in a stream. What's the raya? Midi'isa. He quotes Maseches Beitzah Davches, where Nisarvu Dam Chaya Behema V'Chulu, and then he quotes V'Ani Omer Da'avagad De Mitzvah L'Chasos Ela Mixas Dam Mikol Makim Imrotz L'Chasos Kol Adam Hakol B'Chol HaMitzvah. There's that yisod. Even if you don't only cover part of the dam, you will yotze the mitzvah. But if you have more blood to cover, it's all nechlal in the mitzvah of kisi adam. Kimo chagiga shekara biyantif. But nedarim nedav is aser. Even though a carbon chagiga, you can bring the carbon chagiga on yantif. You can't bring voluntary carbonos on yantif. But what does our gemara say? Toflin. What does that mean? You could bring extra animals on the first day of yantif. It's yantif. You're being doing malachas. You can't bring voluntary carbonos on yantif. Mikom makom yochel lahakrev eser chagigas biyantif. Chagiga dafches, our gemara. You could bring extra chagigas. Why? Because it is all included. And then it's if quotes shofar. Right, even though it's an isidur abundant to blow more than your need to, Allah calls mancha b'daitenu litkoa havi mitzvah umikre kol midaraisa. B'kvalze ikur gadol v'harachnu bo v'emik she'ela. And I was marach about this in other areas. He does end off by saying you can't be v'dafka b'makom iser min haTorah da'asi dochelosa say. If there's an asi dochalos asi situation, so then you can't expand the mitzvah to do more than the minimum because you're being dochalos asi. But where you're not, and he's assuming argamar, you're not because you're allowed to bring a carbon chagiga, right? You're allowed to bring a carbon. That's not asi dochalos asi. You're allowed to bring a carbon chagiga. The mitzvah is to bring it on day one, right? So there's a mitzvah. So anything that you bring that could be nechlal and considered chagiga is part of the mitzvah. That's not asid ochalos asid. But if it's an isid rabbanon, like blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, with extra, so then that would be doche. So again, these are a couple of examples of expanding mitzvos that can be done in a minimal way. We could expand it. Kriyashma, shofar, matzah, and kisui hadam. Four examples that we have. Okay, we'll stop here.